Good day. It's time for Holistic Reality. This is Jonathan Miller. Holistic Reality is presented by ReallyWell.com. Holistic natural health for being really well. We have our Holistic Reality analysis at HolisticReality.com in the archives of the program. Today we're talking about our toxic environment. We have been unknowingly exposed to many environmental toxins most of our lives. Of course, a lot of us do know about this, but most of the toxins we're being exposed to, we aren't aware of. So we know we're being exposed, but it's probably much worse than you're thinking. There's been small amounts of pollution and chemicals in food, water, air, home furnishings, household products, medicines, and everywhere we are. When you walk outside, you're getting toxins on your shoes that have fallen out of the sky, and you're bringing them into your house if you don't take your shoes off outside the door. So there are thousands of such public poisons that negatively impact our health. We have a website, publicpoisons.com. We're going to be reviewing, as we do periodically through the year, some of these public poisons for a few weeks here. The toxic influences of these poisons include chlorine, fluoride in city water, food additives, medicines, household chemicals for cleaning and for automotive and other uses, runoff from industry and agriculture into the soils, pesticides, herbicides, especially glyphosate, which is also known as Roundup, which is too high in all of us. Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, are becoming very widespread. Radiation, fracking, that's hydraulic fracturing of the rock underground to release oil and especially natural gas, is being conducted in many areas of the country. Then the injection wells for storing the brines that they use for fracking and other industrial wastes injected into the ground in certain poison wells. A dumping of toxic waste into the ground. Just at midnight, in the middle of the night, trucks go wheeling down a backcountry road, dumping waste along the way, along the roadside. So these are all poisoning our environment, but especially the geoengineering sprays of barium, aluminum, and other noxious substances that are being sprayed into the air, including biological agents, germs, and cells of different organisms. Some of these poisons are difficult to avoid, especially the geoengineering aerosol chemicals that fill the skies multiple days a week. So we all breathe them and get them on us and inside us. Most people are now consuming GMOs in their food, which are difficult to identify without labeling. And you want to at least look for the non-GMO labels of the manufacturers that are willing to identify that they take a stand and aren't putting GMOs in their food products. But GMOs are not biologically compatible with humans or animals. So among the public poisons are mercury, fluoride, aluminum, aspartame, that's your sweetener, artificial sweetener in many of the drinks and chewing gum and candy and other products that are sugar-free or low sugar and so on. But it's very, very bad for your brain. Sodium lauryl sulfate in many of your cleaning products and shampoos and so on. Propylene glycol in many personal care products that it's used for making things go on smoothly, spread on the skin and such. BPA, it's biphenyl acetate, which is in plastic compounds, and other estrogen mimickers. These chemicals, many of them, emulate or act like estrogen in the body and have an effect on the hormones and the glands. Some of these are the very common toxic ingredients that are in compounds routinely used in or on the body. Among these are serious brain and nerve toxins that lower IQ, foster apathy, may bring on nervous system disorders or dementia. Others are hormone disruptors, fertility blockers, or immune system depressors. Our health is also being eroded by electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, from cell phones and Wi-Fi transmissions. The 5G, the fifth generation of Wi-Fi being rolled out over the next few years, promoted for higher downloads and higher accuracy in your transmissions of videos and that sort of thing, calls, but the intensity of the harm will be increased greatly, and many could be killed by this 5G rollout. With the nanobot technology that we're breathing in from the aerosol sprays, the 5G can also be used for greater thought control. They can bounce the frequencies right off of the little chips that are floating around in your bloodstream. So these poisons gradually accumulate and contribute to diminished mental ability and a variety of diseases. More and more people are coming to understand that we're being poisoned on purpose to weaken the immune system, to electrochemically alter the brain, to limit fertility, to undermine our health, and to facilitate mind control, and ultimately to lessen the population. The incremental depopulation agenda has been a gradual extermination, feeding the coffers of the conglomerate's medical division while draining the resources of the victims being phased out. The concern is that a forthcoming major deadly disaster, though, is anticipated. There's discussions online by many investigators of the indicators of this, that some type of disaster is either expected or could be created, such as an example, an electromagnetic pulse that knocks the power out. In any case, there's expected that there may be a drastic disaster to reduce the number of people. So we have this website, publicpoisons.com. We also have a website, survivethechanges.com. It gets into many of the details of the changes that are being brought to us by the conglomerate we call the cabal. But the public poisons at publicpoisons.com, we list as many as we can think of and get to, with more to come as we learn more and have time to put them up. But many of them are listed there. And for more than a century, the population has been subjected to a growing variety and increasing amounts of these mass public poisons. Some of them are harmfully affecting you and your loved ones continuously. It's due to the influence and control of this powerful cabal made up of leaders of secretive organizations, think tanks, and interlocking corporations that these chemicals and other toxic agents are used in agriculture, food processing, water treatment, pharmaceutical medicines, and many commonly used products that are highly toxic and severely harmful to health and life. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is, in fact, a real conspiracy of the highest and most sinister order. Powerful, wealthy elitists want the rest of the population to be less intelligent, infertile, distracted, and eliminated by the time their usefulness to the controlled system has subsided. Yes, we're treated like livestock by the people in high places of power. Unfortunately, truth is unrecognizable for those living in false reality. Much of what we learned growing up, as well as what is presented as news, is untrue. Many events are staged or fostered false flag productions. A false flag is someone putting on some event that is blamed, a disaster usually of some type, a shooting or a bombing or a fire, that is blamed on someone else, but done for propaganda and psychological and narrative purposes. So many issues of concern are falsely promoted to achieve an agenda by the hidden controllers. If you assume that even common knowledge is all correct, you are operating in falsehood and missing what is really happening, much of it to your detriment. Although life may seem normal, it is not really as we've been led to believe. Eventually, it may not seem so normal to you anymore if you retain enough intelligence to recognize that. Meanwhile, the normalcy bias, ignorance, and hypnosis, mass hypnosis, all pose a great danger to our thinking, our health, and our well-being. We have to break out of the hypnosis and the normalcy bias and look at what is happening and learn how to protect ourselves. So please join the awakening by exploring the holistic reality that we're living in with greater wisdom, and also please share this information. The importance of minimizing the public poisons inside our homes, of detoxifying the body and protecting our health from these toxic influences cannot be overemphasized. It is wise to get together with other concerned people and organize for a better chance to survive. Superfoods like our Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving. Antioxidants help counter the toxins, they counter the free radicals that damage cells and tissues. Flower pollen extract is another superfood with many antioxidants and other phytonutrients that help fight the toxins and feed our cells so that they can be stronger to do their jobs properly. We also have organic spirulina and many herbal products that all help with the process. So all this is very important to be added to the diet, these superfood compounds, to strengthen and maintain our health. Key knowledge, detoxification, a full range of nutrients and protection from the toxins and from the EMF fields. We have devices for that, too, to help counter the negative effects of the electromagnetic spectrum. Please visit reallywell.com for more about our outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information. And return for the subsequent programs on different aspects of public poisons. We'll be talking next time, next week, about fluoride and chlorine and the water supply and other water additives. We'll be talking about, a week after that, pharmaceutical mythology, various poisons in our medicines and vaccines. We'll then the following week, last week of May, we'll talk about the bad vibes of the electromagnetic frequencies that we're being bombarded with. So please visit reallywell.com and holisticwellness.com for the archives of the program. Thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. It's time to understand.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day. but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.